there's a lot of businesses right now going out of business. In Charlotte, it's out of control. All these old restaurants that have been around for 60, 70 years, just going out of business. It's
that's sad.
They get on the in the newspaper and say, hey, by the way, Friday is our last day and it's Wednesday.
And you go, is it because of COVID? Because they lost a lot of money during COVID, or they can't find workers, or what?
All the above. Okay. And the food isn't up to par what it should be because they're not getting deliveries. So they're sitting on land that's worth a lot of money. So they just say, screw it, we're done. You know, so one of my favorite places, and I remember we had a whole conversation about it on the air, where they would give me tater tots and I would eat it all the time. And it was the greatest place, but now they're going out of business.
Tater tot place?
The tater tot place with the chicken.
Oh.
The chicken where I would sit in my car and then and a guy came up to me and wanted money, and I got yelled at on the air because I had the tater tots.
Right. Yep.
That place is went out of business on Saturday.
Oh, that's sad.
And another place, Zach's, which is on South Boulevard, it's going out of business too. So anyway, there's a shoe store. Oh my God, a shoe store, Cooper.
Wait, what?
Shoe store.
Okay.
85 years they've been in business.
Uh-huh.
And it's been a family-owned business. They sell flats, boots, high heels, all shapes and sizes. They offer shoe repairs. And, the family has been running this store for 85 years. So Grandpa started it in 1936. The kids took over, and now they finally said, we're not making any money. We have to go out of business.
Who doesn't make money selling shoes? Well, I can help. Wait, hang on. I'll help them.
Give me the address. I'm right on it.
Tell them, stop. Don't go out of business yet. I have lots of ideas for you.
So they decided they had to clean it all out, get the shoes out, have a big sale and all that. Somebody went into the back room and said, it's behind this wall.
Okay.
There's a wall here, and it's kind of hollow. They opened up the wall, which was actually a door nobody knew about. Behind that door, shoes from the 30s, 40s, 400 pairs of shoes.
Oh, my God.
Never worn before, just in a box. They found all these shoes, new old stock.
Okay, so did they say, ka-ching, we just saved our asses because this stuff is really valuable and worth a ton?
I don't know. I mean, I think they're still going to go out of business.
What?
Yeah, so, but you should see some of these. No, you should not see some of these shoes.
I want to see them immediately.
You don't need to see these shoes because you would buy them. Can you imagine brand new shoes from the 40s, 50s, just behind these doors?
Like authentic, like those lace-up boots they used to wear back in the day. Oh, I would die for a pair of those lace-up boots. How much? Are they selling them? Do they even have my size? People had such tiny feet back then. They'd be like, we have a size 2.
Right. No, they're in
I'm sorry, I'm a 7.
Oh, that's right. All the shoes would be this big because everybody was really small.
The tiny feet. Yeah, everybody was tiny and small, and they walked around so dainty. Like now, our feet have grown over time and spread out over time. So,
so here's the door. Here's the wall. Look at all these shoes behind the door. 400 vintage. So here's what some of the shoes, one of the shoes.
Oh, my God. These are gorgeous vintage. they're green women's. They look like spats almost, but they have these lovely little tassels on the front. Wow. Hey,
can you imagine all these shoes just
want?
There's a pair of boots right there on top.
Oh, want.
Now you have to go to Canada to get these shoes.
Oh, it's in Canada? I thought you said this is in North Carolina.
No, this is in Quebec City, Canada.
Oh, I thought you were, because you were telling
me. No, I was saying everything going out of business in Charlotte, it's out of control with things going out of business. Now, I don't know. What do you do?
You shaggy dog me, you jerk, because you were telling me all about North Carolina. I thought this was in North Carolina. I was going to say, go there. See if they have anything in my size.
Well, Canada's closer to you. You can go to Canada.
I'm not going to Canada to buy shoes that may not be for sale.
But they're green.
But, okay, it's not too far from where you live, so I thought it was North Carolina. The fact that it's, you buried the lead, it's Canada.
But it's old, new stock of shoes.
I'm going on eBay, see if I can find those.